So we've looked at three bad mindsets of marketing, and in this episode, we will start to unpack the positive marketing mindsets. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. This episode is brought to you by Creative Coaching from Church Media HQ. You know, I get really tired of seeing, honestly, great churches sabotaged by poor messaging. As we're discussing in this series, there are many different mindsets when it comes to church media and marketing. While some don't care at all, there are others who get their marketing priorities all out of order, in that they want their design to maybe be aesthetically pleasing or look cool, but they care nothing about their messaging. Regardless of your industry, effective messaging is crucial to effective marketing. So, what we look to do through our coaching is help you eliminate confusion from your messaging and develop clarity so that your church can communicate better and therefore reach more people. And while you can join any coaching session for free, Priority Coaching, where you can schedule limitless one-to-one coaching calls, is reserved for our Plus members. And right now, you could save 25% on any membership for up to a full year when you use promo code COACH25 at signup. That's code COACH25 to get 25% off any membership. Visit Church Media HQ to upgrade or get started for free. Eliminate confusion from your church's marketing and start communicating your message more clearly. Start today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Welcome to your weekly coaching session that will teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then I would love it if you would help someone else out by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. Now that we know to avoid certain mindsets of marketing, let's look at some mindsets we actually want to adopt. The first is consistency. Consistency is key in communication. And this plays into many different areas, such as maybe the visual factors, things like your fonts, your colors, your logos. I remember working one time at a church where there were actually several different people in the media department. I was responsible maybe a little bit more for website side of things at the time. There was somebody else who was more of the graphic designer, somebody else who was more of the video person. And I remember there was this season where we just all were out of sync. We couldn't get on the same page. And so what was happening was the designer was creating a graphic that would be used maybe for print or for projection in the worship services in the auditorium for an event that would look one way. And then I would create something to go on the website that was a completely different design and visual look. And then oftentimes the video guy would include something in a video promotion that was completely different than both what me and the graphic person designed. And so what happened was this inconsistency in the brand of what we were trying to promote with those events. Eventually, thankfully, we were able to all get on the same page, but there was a time there where everything seemed really disjointed. I mean, you have to think about this. Even if visually, or rather messaging-wise, your content says the same thing, if there's a completely different visual look to, in this case, two different designs, then what's going to happen is it's just going to create in the minds of those who see it, they're going to create those as two different things that you're trying to market. So as two different events, even though they may be advertising the same event, or two different sermon series, even though they're technically trying to promote the same sermon series. So you have to have consistency in all areas, especially visually, but then also, most importantly, probably is your messaging. How are you positioning yourself when it comes to your messaging? This is something that not just churches, but really marketing in general at businesses and other organizations, they miss this. They position themselves as kind of a hero figure. You know, you can read maybe a paragraph on their website or watch a video or see something in some type of a printed brochure. And the wording is just very much about how the business and the organization is this hero and how you are so awesome. And in church, this can be particularly challenging because who our message is about? Well, Jesus, he is really our hero in one way or another. However, when it comes to messaging and positioning your church, you have to say, you have to be willing rather to forego the position of the hero and instead take the position of the guide. In every story, every movie, every book, every good story, there is always a hero, but there's also always a guide. The guide is the Yoda, the Luke Skywalker, who comes alongside, or the Obi-Wan Kenobi, rather, who comes along the Luke Skywalker and helps them, the hero, become who they need to be. That guide, though, they're the constant source of knowledge and encouragement that help the hero along the journey. In your marketing, in your messaging as a church, you have to position yourself as the guide. And you really have to think of the person you're reaching as the hero. Now, again, I understand this can seem backwards from the true gospel message of Christ, but you have to understand that when you're trying to reach someone who's unreached, who's unchurched, who maybe isn't completely familiar with the ins and outs of Christianity and Jesus and how all of that works, they are still going to fall into these same things they're looking for in marketing. And if you can position yourself as a guide trying to help them as a hero, then you are going to find great success in messaging. Determine what story that you want to tell that's going to connect people and consistently tell that story in your marketing. What it comes down to is this, is having consistency in your marketing from the visuals to the messaging to your strategy. This is going to develop positive marketing habits that are going to compound over time to give you some strong long-term results. Now, of course, if you're having, you know, maybe some trouble wrapping your mind around all of this, or you'd like to talk through some ideas or get some insight about your marketing in particular, well, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can schedule a free coaching session at any time. You can join a free coaching session at any time. You'll see all the availabilities at churchmediahq.com/coach. Remember, you can join these completely for free. Just find a session that works for you and join it. And I look forward to seeing you there. And I'd love to connect with you. Right now, you are determined that you want to be consistent in your marketing. Consistency is very important. So this is great. And I would never downplay consistency, but if you're not careful, this actually can cause you to default into always playing it safe, which can actually lead to mediocrity. But if you implement the next marketing mindset, you'll avoid falling into a rut as you stay creative in your marketing approach. We'll talk about that next time. And until then, stay innovative. Keep dreaming, and don't ever stop creating, and I will see you next time.